This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. on Tuesday issued a sweeping new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory is likely to heighten tensions between the sides that have spiked since Beijing's imposition on Hong Kong of a strict new national security law in June that has already been met with a series of U.S. punitive actions. The new advisory warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations, pressure family members to return to China from abroad, influence civil disputes, and gain bargaining leverage over foreign governments. The advisory said U.S. citizens traveling or residing in China or Hong Kong may be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. China is warning the United States of potential serious damage to their relations if it does not withdraw from an upcoming economic meeting with Taiwan that is expected to be attended by a senior American official. Local media in Taiwan say a U.S. Undersecretary of State is planning to visit the island this week for an economic dialogue. Hurricane Sally drew closer to the U.S. Gulf Coast on Tuesday morning, bringing heavy rains and surging water ahead of its expected landfall as a Category 2 hurricane with the chance of further strengthening possible. The second strong storm in less than a month to threaten the region, Sally's winds increased to 100 miles per hour and late Monday was 90 miles east of the mouth of the Mississippi River, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could wallop the Mississippi and Alabama coasts on Tuesday with the devastating winds of up to 110 miles per hour. That would put it on the cusp of becoming a Category 3 hurricane. This is VOA News. Oregon Governor State Kate Brown says her state has been pushed to its limits by the historic wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of hectares of land and wiped out entire communities. Brown told reporters Monday night that she has asked President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the Pacific Northwest U.S. state, which would make additional federal resources available to beleaguered firefighters and other emergency personnel. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden spoke yesterday from Delaware about climate change.
Our economy can't recover if it can't build back. With more resiliency, more ability to withstand extreme weather that will only come with greater frequency and intensity. The unrelenting impact of climate change affects every single solitary one of us. But too often, the brunt falls disproportionately on communities of color.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A Democratic-led House subcommittee is examining alleged reports of Trump political appointees meddling with government scientific data on COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Reports of Trump administration meddling with government scientific data to better align with the president's public statements on COVID-19 have caught the attention of a House subcommittee. According to a report in Politico, HHS communications aide Michael Caputo and scientific advisor Paul Alexander pressured officials to alter the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly reports. The weekly journal has long been considered to be free of political interference. According to Politico, one of the complaints was about a report that children can transmit coronavirus. Alexander asked the CDC to alter it or pull it down because it could impact schools reopening and hurt Trump politically. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says it is saddened and alarmed after at least 10 refugees were killed in an attack last week by local residents in northern Uganda amid tensions over increasingly scarce resources. At least 19 others were injured in the dispute, including a member of the host community. The UN says dozens of refugee houses were destroyed or looted, and 10 refugees remain missing. Although Uganda has been praised for keeping its door open to more than 1 million refugees, authorities warn of the strain on resources, and some say the international community is not offering enough support. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.